a kind of skinless growth in a wound that's got to be burned out? What kind of flesh grows in a wound? Have you ever heard of proud flesh?
Oh, I've heard of it, but I didn't know what it was.
How do you say this to me?
Proud flesh.
If you get just a little cut in your finger, what do you put on it to avoid some infection? The brown liquid stuff.
Iodine.
Okay. And this used to be given sometimes as a tonic for malaria. It's also used as a kind of water that's used in mixing drinks.
Quinine.
If a man was shot and didn't recover, you'd say that he
had been shot and killed.
All right. What did he do actively?
He was shot. He died.
Is there any veiled way of saying it? Like, how would you?
Oh, he passed away. He crossed to the other side. He went on to the promised land. He's gone to sleep eternally. Usually I just say died, though.
Okay. Is there any crude or humorous way of saying the same thing?
Oh, he kicked off. Kicked the bucket.
Okay. I don't know what he died. Suppose you didn't know the cause of death. I don't know what he died.
What he died of, or what he died from.
Place where the people are buried.
It's a cemetery.
The backs that people are buried in.
It's a coffin.
He was an important man. Everyone turned out for his
funeral.
The people are dressed in black. You say that they are in
mourning.
If someone meets you on the street and says, "Well, how are you today?" If you're feeling just about average, you'd say,
"Fine, thanks. How are you?"
If someone's troubled, you might say, "Oh, it will come out all right."
Eventually.
Okay, but you want to reassure them not to be
bothered. Oh, it'll come out just fine.
And what would be your advice to them?
Don't worry about it.
The disease of the joints is called old people.
Arthritis.
Yeah, another one.
Another disease?
Sort of the same as arthritis.
Yeah. I can't remember it.
Okay. Very severe sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat.
Strep throat?
Oh, okay. This is something that you were probably given. Immunized against, and you give the people the ship test to see if they need shots for
smallpox.
Yeah. Okay. Disease that makes your skin turn yellow.
Jaundice.
Hepatitis. When you have your appendix taken out, you say you've had attack of
appendicitis.
Did you ever have appendicitis?
No, I haven't.
If he should eat something that didn't agree with him, if it wouldn't stay down, you'd say he had to
throw up or vomit.
If someone's pretty bad this way, you might say he was leaning over the fence or something and
throwing up.
Okay, what's a crude term?
Retching. Is that it?
If a person vomited, he was sick
to his stomach.
Pleasant stuff. She'd hardly got the news when she came right over. And this is in order to tell me. How would you say that? She came over, blank me the news.
To tell me the news?
If you invite somebody to come and see you this evening and you want to tell them, you'll be disappointed if he doesn't come. You say, "Now, if you don't come, I'm
going to be really disappointed."
If you both are going to be glad to see me, you say, "We blank will be glad to see you."
We sure will be glad to see you.
If you do that again, I'll blank you. Said to a child who's misbehaving.
Spank you.